Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Three men, by their far-reaching influence for God, tower over many of the great women and men of Scripture: Moses the lawgiver, David the psalmist, and Paul the apostle. Only with Moses did the Lord speak face to face. Only through David came the line of God's king. Only Paul was personally tutored to be the apostle to the Gentiles. Each of these men had a consuming passion, and each was denied its fulfillment. Moses pled with God that he might lead the people into Canaan. Paul was so intense in his desire to take the gospel to the Jews that he was prepared to be, quote, accursed from Christ, Romans 9:3, if only they could be saved. And David longed to build a permanent house for the Lord in Jerusalem. God's answer in each case was no. Well, not exactly. It was not to be in the way they expected. But Moses would enter the land to appear with Christ, the great emancipator himself. Paul would, through seeing multitudes of Gentiles saved, bring about the incentive for many Jews to trust their sin-bearer. And David? As we read 1 Chronicles 17:16-27, we see no hint of regret. Yes, he would, quote, dwell in the house of the Lord forever, Psalm 23, verse 6. David understood what God was thinking, didn't he? What David had surmised was a big thing, his ruling in Jerusalem over Israel, quote, was a small thing in your sight, O God, 1 Chronicles 17, verse 17. What was the big thing? Of course, the wonderful way God had chosen to use the little house of David and had delivered the little nation of Israel, verses 17 and 18, verses 21 and 22. But most of all, God himself is the greatest, verses 19 and 20, 24 and 26. Yes, and his glory is most delightfully displayed when he graciously uses little people like us in accomplishing his greatest designs. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 27 to 31.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.